Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Chavav, the first daf of the fourth parak here in Maseches Megillah, and we're going to talk about one of the items of Chefsa Shel Mitzvah, Chefsa Shel Kedusha, one might say, and that's the Ritzuos of the Tefillin, the straps of the Tefillin that are discussed here on Chavav Mabes. The Mishnah tells us, relating to what you're allowed to sell for what, you're only allowed to go up in Kedusha, you're not allowed to go down in Kedusha, if, according to one opinion, the street itself has Kedusha, because once in a while you dive in there on a fast day when you go out, so the street could be sold for a shul, the shul could be sold for a bima, or an aron, whatever teva means. The Ron says it means the aron, the Rabbi Yonah says it means the bima. Then mitpachas v'chulu, the whole order. If you look on the Braisa on Chavav Mabez, we have the Braisa that is the source for Tashvishe Mitzvah and Tashvishe Kedusha. Says the Braisa Tanur Rabana Tashvishe Mitzvah Nizrakin, Tashvishe Mitzvah, items that are used for a mitzvah, so then after they're used, they can be thrown out. Nizrakin, Tashvishe Kedusha, Nignazin. But Tashvishim of Kedusha that have inherent Kedusha, Nignazin, those have to be buried, those have to be put away, those cannot be just discarded. Ve'elu, hey, what are examples of Tashvishe Mitzvah and Tashvishe Kedusha? What are Tashvishe Mitzvah? Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis. Right, those four, those are used for a mitzvah. They don't have inherent Kedusha. After you use them for a mitzvah, they can be discarded. They should be discarded in a proper fashion, not with the dirty, disgusting garbage, but they can be discarded nizrakin. But Eloi Tashvishe Kedusha, but Tashvishe Kedusha have to be kept and nignaz, deluskemei svarim, right? The bags that a sefer is put in, tfilin umezuzas. Deluskemei of sefer Torah tfilin umezuzas, v'tik shel sefer Torah, v'nartek shel tfilin, right, these are all the containers that the tefillin and the sefer Torah is put in. Viritzuos sehen, and their ritzuos. That's also on this list of tashmishe kedusha. Interesting. Just the Gemara here has two levels. If you look at the Prima Gadim says really there are six levels of kedusha. The ikker level of kedusha, the most kadosh, is not even mentioned here. Here it talks about tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. What about Kedusha itself? Here it doesn't talk about Sefer Torah, right? It just talks about items that are used for a Sefer Torah. Tashmish Kedusha. So if you look at the Pri Megadim in the Mishpat Zav in Siman Kufnun Gimel and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he says, Da, ki alashonos hamuskarin b'talmud uposkin bazeh, heim elu the following, Kedusha, Tashmishe Kedusha, Tashmish ditashmish de Kedusha. Those are the first three. Then we have mitzvah, tashmishe mitzvah, tashmish, detashmish shel mitzvah. So again, you have six. Three in Kedusha, three in mitzvah, and then he goes through each one. What is Kedusha? Kedusha, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Heim divrei Kedusha. Gam gemaros u'midrashim bichlal divrei Kedusha heim. He says even Torah Shebal Peh that's written down. V'yasur linog ben bizayon. Now that'd be knowing with them in a disgraceful manner. V'afilu svarim ha'nitfasim, which is a big sugya, but that's what the Prima Gadim Shita is. Even printed svarim yesh bahem Kedusha. Right, there is Kedusha. Look at the, quotes other poskim, his Ayimog and Avram. Eich manichim kisvei kodesh b'dafei hasvarim. And he continues, and then he goes through within Kedusha, and then he goes within Kedusha, there might even be Chilukim, Hefresh Yish Bein Torah L'Raviyim Muksuvim, Tebetarad B'tashmish Asarad Shei Mechitza K'mevur, B'Reish Mem, B'Shar Sfarim Kli B'Tol Kli Dai, he goes through the Chilukim. But again, this is his Chilukim between Kedusha, Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, Mitzvah, Tashmish Mitzvah, Tashmish the Tashmish Mitzvah. And he goes through these categories. Towards the end, Hefresh Yesh Bein Tashmishe Kedusha La Tashmishe Mitzvah, Se'elu Ratzalama Mitzvah Nizrakin La'achar Mitzvah San V'Tashmishe Kedusha Rakeniza B'makom HaMishumar, which is the source in our Gemara about Tashmish, Tashmish Mitzvah and Tashmish Kedusha. So what about the Ritzuos? The Ritzuos here, the straps. So the cloth themselves in the tefillin, that's inherent Kedusha. The batim are at least Tashmish Kedusha, but we know there's a letter on the batim, right? There's a shin on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Maybe the batim is considered Kedusha Atzma, right? Not just Tashmish Kedusha. What about the Ritzuos? So the Gemara here calls the Ritzuos Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashbih Shekedusha, that's on the list. The Ritzu Oseyan have the same status as the Nartik of the Tefillin. So Tosva says, Mikan Mashma, Shahadalis Vahayud Shebekesher HaRitzua. Sounds like from here that we know we use the straps to knot letters. We know in the back of our heads it's either a dalet or a double dalet. We know it's wrapped next to the bias on the Tefillin Shel Yad. There's a yud there. So what are those considered? So do those make it as if it's written and therefore the straps are considered like the cloth or not? So it says Tosfos doesn't seem that way from this Gemara, because this Gemara calls them Tashmish Kedusha and not Kedusha itself. Mikan Mashma Shadalos Vayutsha Bekesher Ritzua Einan Osios Gemuros. They're not complete Osios. V'lo Havei Alacha Moshe B'Sinai Ki Im Hashin Shebebatim. The Alacha Moshe B'Sinai is only the Shin. Because it only calls them Tashmishe Kedusha and not Kedusha itself. And I think also gives this impression in Menaches on Daf Tzadihei. To lo kari luhu ela Tashmishe Kedusha. So they call that. Vachanami Mashba Beperek Shedi De Shabbos. Also in Shabbos. We had a shiur about this a little bit back in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chavches. Tosfos' girsa in that Gemara is that the shin of the tefillin is alach moshe b'sinai, v'lo parech kach bein min hadalus v'hayud. Right, so you don't ask from the other. So Tosfos says from all these Gemaras, it appears that the ritzuos of the tefillin have the status not of kedusha but of tashmishe kedusha. So but there's one Gemara that appears the other way. V'lo kasha, what about the Gemara Menaches and in Maseches Brachos? V'ro'u kalame aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro bimeka. The nations of the world, the pasuk in Kisavo, will see that the shem Hashem is on you and they will fear you. The amru elu tefillin sheberosh, right, and that's the tefillin sheberosh. So therefore, doesn't that show that there's something inherent about the tefillin that they're going to see? So maybe that seems to be give us the impression that maybe it is the ritzuos that they'll see in its inherent kedusha. Sheish lafarish atam lefi shehein laolam begova shalrosh v'nirim laolam shapir os. No, it's always seen. Aval osan deshin, aval osan shel yad einam nirim ve'ein b'hem os. No, the one on the yad and the ksharim are not seen. Kedasiv ha'yu l'chala os v'darshin avalo lachayim laos. So Tosva says, all these Gemaras can be worked out, that the Ritzuos have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. But he notes that Rashi and Menachas doesn't give that impression. Avalabash appears Rashi Hasam, Tatam Havi Mishum, why Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, Mishum Sheish Bohem Shin Vahadalis, Tahavrov Osios Shel Shakai. According to Rashi, the Dalis is also included in the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, so the appears Zek Hasha. From that Rashi, it sounds like it's all part of the shame. They are the ikar ksiva of the shame, and therefore you should say that they have the status of kedusha and not just tashmishe kedusha. So this is Rashi, this is Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam also discusses this. The Rambam seems to have a chilek. The Rambam says the shin and the dalid, but not the yud. The Rambam in Paragimel of Hilchos Tfilin. The Rambam says, Shmona halachos, yesh b'maisa ha-tfilin, kulam l'moshe misinai. Almost everything is about is halach moshe misinai about tfilin. The Rambam lists off 8. Leficha kulan ma'akvos v'mshina b'achas v'en pasol. These are all ma'akev. And if you don't have one of them, it's pasol. Because it said, din da'araisa, halach moshe misinai. What are they? Eluin, shiyamur, both, they should be square. V'chein tfirasa meribuo v'lechlusin b'ribua. Achilam arba zavias shavos. Everything has to be square. The strings and the boxes. Sheba or shel rosh tsuras hashin miyamin umismol. There should be a shin that is on the tefillin shel rosh. Vishe yichrocha parshios b'matlis. And the parshios should be wrapped in a little type of cloth. Vishi yichrochosan b'seir shalamatlis. V'yacharkach b'achrisan b'batei. Vishi tofrenosan b'gidim. They should be tied with sinews. Vishi osan lem abaros me'or achafui. Shetkanetz baratzua shetei overes v'oleches. It goes through. Vishi yuharatzua shachoros. They should be black. Vishi kesher shalahen kesher yadua kitsuras dal. So the Rambam has Dalet in there too. So he had the shin up above and he has the dal. So the Rambam has both the shin and the Dalet. Again, Rashi seems to have maybe, Rashi and Shabbos Daf Samach Bey seems to have all three. But this is the shin and the Dalet. And Tosfos has only the shin. According to Rashi, though, the question is, then, why the ritual is called Tashmishe Kedusha, not Kedusha Atzma? Right? If this is all part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and the Rambam says some of it is too, then why isn't it called Kedusha Atzma? Why does our Gemara call it Tashmishe? So if you look at the Bach, in Siman Kufno Dalet says, it is that maybe the upper part of the ritzuos, the part of the ritzuos that make the kesher, is Gufa Kedusha. The Gemara is talking about the part that hangs down. The rest of the straps are just Tashmishe Kedusha. Right, the Sfasema says there in Shabbos and Avchavches, so maybe if it's made of two different oros that are sewn together, it can have two levels of Kedusha. It sounds like from the Sfasemas that if it's all one strap, one or, so then even if it's in a different state, different part, the Kedusha would spread. There's nothing to stop the Kedusha from going from one part to the other. But if you look in, let's say, the Rashba there in Shabbos Daf Chavches has a different idea. The Rashba says, where's the Rashba? The Rashba says, Ika lemeidach v'leilof nami ritzuos b'taratz Hashem b'ficha. Tabu ritzuos nami ika dalas v'yud. Right? The dalas and the yud are there also. Yesh lomar, here's the key line. Tahanhu lav ksivahein ela kesher ba'alma v'eino chashav ksav. What does that mean? These are not ksiva. They're kesher ba'arma. They're not called ksav. So what does that mean? Maybe that's exactly what the Briska Rav is talking about. The Briska Rav in Hilchos Tefillin asks a problem with the Rambam. Because the Rambam, again, like we saw before, says the Shin and the Dalet. The Shin and the Dalet are both but when the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Alachat Hezayin, talks about non-Jews' involvement, the Rambam says, Ein osin atfilin ela Yisrael, sha'asiyasan kiksivasan, mipnei hashin, sha'osin ba'or. A Jew has to write it, and therefore when you make the batin, that has the status of ksiva, because of the shin. Kamo sha'amarnu, lefichach im chipa nachri, otafran psulos, v'hu adin l'chol apasol l'kos ha'shalo yasa osan. So Goy can't make the batin because of the shin. So why did the Rambam only focus on the shin? Right? What about the dalas? The dalas is also halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, what's the difference? So, similar question on the Rambam that we asked on Rashi. So, says the Briska Rav, after quoting the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, V'nimsa, Tahadalas shenemer bahalacha, Rak litzura ba'alma, Shakesher yia kitzuras dalas, Avalomishim de be'inon oz dalas baratuos vakesher. You need to tie it as a Dallas and the Yud, but it's not a din of Ksiva. Ubazeh halukim em shtei halachas meyadadi. The b'shin shel tefillin havi halacha shei nechtav ala batim tzuras hashin miyamin umismol v'yochal lem toras ksav. The shin has toras ksav on it. Aval gabi Dallas lo nomar balacha shum din shel ksav os klal. The Dallas and the Yud, right, those are not ksav. There's a difference, says the Briska Rav, between a din kshira and a din ksiva. The din shin, the shin, even though both of them are not made in the usual ksiva way, the din of the shin has a din of ksiva. The b'shin shel tefillin havi halacha shei nechtav ala batim tzuras shin miyamin ubesmol v'yochal lam toras ksav. Aval gabi dalas lo nomer b'halacha shum din shel ksava os klal. No, you have to tie it in that way. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Tzorach lios soris tzuras hakesher kamon dalas. Aval kalpanim kol dinu urak toras kesher bilvad. V'shum din nosaf al shel ksav v'os lesa bazet. And that's what he says the difference is. Dafka hashin may ikar halacha Moshe B'Sinai dinu shi b'toras os v'toras ksav. And that's included in Torah Hashem b'ficha. And that's why that would have Kedusha itself. That would have Kedusha itself, not just Tashmish. The Ritzua, even though part of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is to make it into a Dalet, but that still would not have the status of Ksav. Al Kalpanim call Atzmo, Rak Toras Kesher Bo, Velo Toras Os, V'Ksav, V'yim Kein Memela, De'eno Bechlal Toras Hashem, Velo Koya Le Hakdina Dimina Mutar Beficha. And then he says, V'cheinicha Gam Kein, Hadakar Bebraisa De Megillah, Daf Chavav, Ritzua's Tashmishe Kedusha, Velo Amrina Dein Etzem Kedusha, Mishem Adalis, right? What about the Etzem? Lofim Mevor Nicha, because the Dalet, Halach Moshe B'Sinai, is to be Kesher and not Toras Ksav, and therefore it's a difference. So maybe that Briska Rav is already, the roots of it are in this Rashba. The Ritva has another answer, that the reason that it doesn't have the status of full like the others is because it's not permanent. You can undo it. Reksav is something that is permanent that he can't undo. Typically, says the Ritva. Typically, Mishab Kesher Shal Tefillin Sheish Bem Shulach Moshe V'Sinai V'Yesh Lomar D'Shayni Yosil Shal Kesher She'enam Dover Shal Kayama Shari Efshar Lahatiro V'Lachzer Kamosha Haya. Right, you can undo it, and if you can undo it, it's not a true creation of something. Therefore, it would not have the same status, right? We have this idea by other contexts, by Shinui. Shinui Achozel Bar Yasso is not called a Shinui, and the like. Good. Related to this also are just two other halachas relating to the Ritzuos. First of all, we have to be careful about not dragging the Ritzuos on the floor. Not maybe even letting them touch the floor. The Shulchan Aruch says this by Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Dalet, says we have to be careful by the Ritzuos, right? Some of the Bali Atosas say it's alluded to in the beginning of Ekev, Ekev Tishma'un, Mitzvah Shadam Dash Ba'akevav, literally, or Dash, says the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Lamed, Simen Chaf Aleph, Yesh Li Zark Shadam Lovesh Talish Lo Yigur Tzitziosav. Of course, you should be careful not to be Gora the Tzitzis. Mishnah Bura, Yesh Mefarshim Mahatam Mishnah Bizui Mitzvah, some say because it's being Mevaze, it's disgracing the Mitzvah, Odki Karshi Paslu, because maybe you might step on them and rip them. V'lachin Yagbim V'yitchim B'chaguro. Right, Mishnah Bura says, maybe tie it in your belt, right, trying to make the tzitzis not fall down, because they can rip, or it's a bizayin. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, notes, that's not the minhag that many people do. Many people don't tie them in the belt, and it's impossible to go through the whole davening and not have them touch the floor at all. So you do the best you can. Do the best you can, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe the kapet is only at the moment of levisha. Ve'eich efshar shlo yiyakein. Halohu tarid b'tfilo b'torah. So he says it's kind of hard. So we do the best we can, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Artist of Chaim also, and the Malbim, and Piskei Tshuva quotes that some of the Rebbes were makbid about this, the Chazon Ish and the Shlo were makbid, and some of the other Rebbeim were not as makbid about it. It could go on the floor, because it's part of just Derech Levush. The black also is part of Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, as we mentioned earlier. Right? The Rama mentioned that black is part of one of the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. If you look at Reb Nevenzal, on his Sichas to Rosh Hashanah, he talks about the message of the black. The message of the black. What does it symbolize? So he thinks black symbolizes Kabbalah. Kabbalah. Why? He says all other colors reflect back the light that the sun or the light is shining on the surface. Aval yeshnu tseva echad, shenotzer mikach, shekol hakarnayim shenishlechu, le'ever oso aguf. All the light that is sent to that surface, niklatu betocho, v'lo chazra eleinu af lo keranachas, v'zeo hashachar, and nothing shines back, and that's black. Haguf hashachar kolet is kol karni arsh nishlecho seilav. It just accepts and absorbs all the light sent to it. V'hu makabel hamuchlat. So maybe that's the message of the black. Romiz al kach, that we are makablim. We are the makabel, the ratzon Hashem, b'li kol istaygut. Right, we're makabel. And he says, maybe that's even the medrash. And you shir ashirim, shchora ani v'nava b'nos Yerushalayim. The medrash says, shchora ani, during the week, v'nava on Shabbos. So why is shchora the week? Because you're dirty, you work. So maybe it means tefillin. Right, tefillin, shchora ani tefillin on Shabbos, and during the week, and nava, I don't have tefillin. But that's the, during the week, I'm makabel, and that's the black of the tefillin. And he says, maybe that's also why the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaru Mimecha. When the other nations see us, they will be in awe of us, Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. And we know the story that's said over you, either about the Gra or about the Balatanya, that the enemy ran into the shul, and they were about to attack the Jews, and then the rabbi looked at them, and they ran away, and they said, what happened? And they said, it's Beferish Gemara. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaru Mimecha Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. Like, well, we're also wearing tefillin. So they said, no, it says Eilu Tefillin Shebirosh, not Eilu Tefillin Sha'al HaRosh. It's Eilu Tefillin Shebirosh, the tefillin in the Rosh, and the message of the tefillin, the message of the black. So maybe that's what was meant. But either way, this is the halacha, that tefillin have to be black. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Lamed Gimel. And again, even if it's rubbed out a little bit, as long as people still call it black and it looks black, the Bir Halacha says it is okay. Or haritzua, tzorach shehe me'or behema chaya va'ov hatahorim, v'tzorach shehe me'ubad l'shmo, And halacha moshe v'sine sheyiritzuos shechoros mibachutz. They should be shachar mibachutz. Then the Shulchan Aruch does add, but the inner side does not have to be black. And maybe shouldn't have to be black. Avo mitzad pnim yase meizat shevet sheyirtze. Make any color you want. The, on the other side of the Ritzuos. Chutz mi adob, just not red. Shema yomru, shemi dam chatatav nitzbu v'edima. People will think that you were bleeding and it got red. But you don't, you may make it to, shouldn't make it red. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, ein mechuyav l'tzavim shum tzeva. You don't have to make it any tzeva. Just leave it as it was. You don't have to make it any tzeva. And that's what the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner, in Tes Tezayin, and others say, that there's no lachatchila, where the poskim over the ages did not think it was a hidur to do anything on the other side, for sure not make it black and not do any processing with it. So therefore the minug of most is just to leave it and not to have, not make it any color and just leave it in its natural state.